Check, 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 check. Check 1, 2. 1, 2. What's up? What's up? Yo, what up? Radio land. Podcast land. What it do? It's your boy, Bobby Bonaducci. Bobby Balloon Popper, Bobby Biscuits, Bobby Bundini, Bobby Baldwin, Bobby Ballbuster, Bobby Buckets, it's your boy, B-Mick, the Click Picker, Bobby Mickey, here for you tonight on a very special Groundhog's Day podcast, the Groundhogs cast, Groundhogs Day, Groundpods Day. How many more bad puns can I come up with in the next 3 minutes? I'm going for the record. Get Guinness on the phone. Yo, what's up? Real fast, I want to shout out my boy, Boogie Cousins, man. Oh, that was painful. That damn near ruined my Friday night. I was in such a good mood. And then late on the East Coast, see the news. Torn Achilles for a big man. Can he come back? Man, the dude was filthy. And I'm saying, folks, is this going to be the point where we say Boogie was never the same? Or is this injury going to be something that forces him to play a less athletic game, smarter game, not harder game? I mean, what if Boogie goes on to be the next Sabonis? And it's just one of those things we just tell people from now on, like, man, you should have seen him before the Achilles injury. He was even filthier. I hope it's not the end of his career, because I really like Boogie, and I respect Boogie. And I respect his journey, you know what I mean? He could have easily, his size, been Inkadare, been Eric Dampier, dudes who don't even like basketball, but just play just to get a paycheck because they were tall. And they could chew gum, as your boy Jalen Rose says. But Boogie actually likes basketball. He loves basketball, and I guarantee you, he would play basketball for free, even if he didn't have that $1 million contract. I mean, how hard is it to imagine him at the rec center just elbowing motherfuckers in the mouth, yelling at league refs? You can't get that angry about something you don't care about. And that's why people used to get on the Rasheed Wallace. But Rasheed cared. He gave a fuck. And that's why I like Boogie, man. He gives a fuck. And Brandon Roy, he gave a fuck. His knees went out. It's upsetting, man, because there's so many dudes just out there just getting a paycheck. And some of the best, some of the most passionate players, you know, sometimes their careers are just hampered by injuries. Penny Hardaway. We'll never know what would have happened if Grant Hill had been healthy. Probably would have been a Hall of Famer. He was an All-Star. Then towards the end of his career, very successful, very integral role player. Great guy to have in the locker room. Great guy to have on the bench. I mean, we'll never know how good he could have been because of injuries. So I hope we're not saying the same thing about Boogie Cousins. Yo, Boogie Down Productions, get well from the click picker. You ain't never heard of me, but I'm telling you, dog, I got your back. There will be no Boogie Cousins slander on my watch. Next order of business. I just got back from a hellacious trip. Went to Oakland. Spent the night in Oakland. After the Warriors game the other night against Minnesota. And then didn't even sleep. Just got on the plane. Flew to Dallas. Flew to Chapel Hill. Spent the weekend in North Carolina. Which part doing research for the book that I'll end up probably having to fund myself. But it's going to get written by hook or crook. And it's going to get published. It's going to be turned into book form. But yeah, it was a wild weekend, man. Chapel Hill was dope. I won't talk much about Oakland or the Warriors game because I got a piece coming up on that. Up on thisisagoodassgame.com, obviously, you know the website if you're listening to this because you found it. Ooh. Speaking of, real fast before I get too deep into it, Gotta shout out my boy Edward Austin Robertson. I peeped his Amazon reviews and I liked what I saw. And I got the book, Poems About Lawrence. If you just like poetry, you don't give a fuck about basketball, or you don't give a fuck about poetry, but you have a friend who gives a fuck about poetry, I recommend the collection by Edward Austin Robertson. I got to read it. It's very honest stuff and sincere, but a little pretentious. So, you know, we appreciate you keeping it real, Edward. You know, that's no disrespect, but it came off as a little pretentious, just a little bit. But they were good stuff, man. You seem to have matured in the last few years, but enough about that. But if you Poems About Lawrence, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it on Barnes and Noble. If you get it, leave a review. And Mr. Ear says shout outs to all of those people who left Amazon reviews, so I'll pass that message along, Mr. Ear. But yeah, Chapel Hill was fun. I'm not even going to lie. It was dope. Oh, man. If there were ever... Man. There's just something different about basketball schools. That's all I can say. And on its own, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill would be a beautiful campus. A well-respected institution, state school, and it's like the perfect little college town, for sure. If you've been to Lawrence, if you've been to Eugene, Ithaca's pretty dope. Shouts to Ithaca. Denton, Texas, got to put it in there. Of just like really sweet college towns. Before you say Austin, just want to say that if University of Texas were not in Austin, Austin would be just fine. So that's what I mean by college town and not a town with a college in it. And I found out the difference, too, because when I was in Chapel Hill, I went over to Durham, neighboring Durham, and I went to check out this basketball exhibit by Bill Bamberger. And that was pretty dope. It was just photographs of basketball courts in different shapes and sizes. It definitely was not what I expected, but it was still pretty good. And maybe even better because it was not what I expected at all. Definitely had some DIY punk rock element to the way he set these things up. Definitely has an artist's eye. But shout out to him, Bill Bamberger. You got a fan over here. This is a good-ass game. That was cool. But yeah, Chapel Hill, it was dope. They had a Confederate statue, Confederate soldier memorial statue on campus. That was interesting. Then a few feet down, they had some shit for like a slave memorial. But I had weird energy around it, so I didn't want to hang out there too long. It was interesting. But I digress. I must confess that, yeah, the campus was beautiful, first class facilities. And you can see, how do I put this? It makes you wonder what Jordan would have been like had he not gone to North Carolina. Because it's obvious that he kind of came in as this really talented guy who just kept getting better. And from everything I read, I was reading David Halberstam's kind of a strange book about Jordan. It was very sycophantic, if that's a good way to put the book. I'm talking about David Halberstam. It's an interesting book about Jordan, for sure. And the Carolina years are pretty interesting. There's just some weird undertones. Halberstam comes off as kind of racist and kept talking about how handsome and beautiful and attractive Jordan was. I thought that was a little odd too, but still an informative book. But it talks a lot about the impact that Coach Roy Williams had on him and Coach Dean Smith. And how basically the fundamentals he learned at Carolina set him up to be the greatest player we ever saw in this era. And maybe it was just that little extra coaching he had there that is what... They're just... how do you put this? Like, you think about Kobe, LeBron. They just didn't quite... Like, basically... Kobe had the killer instinct of Jordan, but he didn't have the insecure. He had the insecurity, so he didn't have Jordan's ego. Jordan understood that he needed his teammates to perform well, so to take pressure off of him and to win. Whereas Kobe's like, I don't need Shaq. I can do it by myself. All I need is Chris Mill, Adam Morrison, Luke Walton, who's coming with me. We're going to win a title. And look what they bitch ass did. And Kobe out there crying at the fucking mall parking lot on somebody's camera phone. Mitch Kupchak, give me somebody. I can't play with these guys. Andrew Bynum's too young. Smush Parker sucks. Give me Pau Gasol. Give me Ramon Sessions. But yo, Andrew Bynum turned into the player they thought he could be, at least for a couple years. Pau Gasol came in that trade. And don't sleep on Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom made a huge, that was a huge get. And then when they went from Trevor Ariza to Metta World Peace, whoo, boy. But I'm digressing, I'm tripping. My main point before I got sidetracked was that Kobe and LeBron didn't go. Kobe and LeBron didn't go to college. LeBron, it was never questioned. Kobe, interestingly enough, wanted to go to Duke, which is, of course, is North Carolina's rival. But whatever it is that Jordan got from working with Dean Smith, working with Coach Roy Williams, and then just being in Chapel Hill, playing with Sam Perkins, James Worthy, Kenny Smith, that experience at Carolina really set him up to succeed in the NBA. And, man, I've got so much more respect for Michael Jordan as a player after this past couple weeks. After going down to Chapel Hill and reading books I've been reading. Speaking of books, if you get a chance, Roy Williams wrote a book a few years ago. And it's interesting. It's real interesting. It talks about his time at Carolina, and then, of course, him going to Kansas for a little bit. And I didn't realize how much of a homegrown Carolina product Roy Williams was. Went to school there, grew up there, lived in Nashville, which is a pretty little town. It's like their version of Boulder. But I got a lot more respect for Roy Williams now, too. I've always liked him as a coach, but what he's accomplished is huge. Dude was assistant coach on that 82 championship team with Jordan Perkins and James Worthy, and then won his own title. He's won three titles with Carolina there, took Kansas to all those Final Fours during his run there. And the recruits he was able to get in Carolina were just a little bit better. And basically, that school is just a basketball factory, especially in the 80s, especially having, like, Michael Jordan, the GOAT, having been an alumni of there, that's already a huge recruiting factor. It's just different. Lawrence is a place you really have to want to go to get there. And it's a great school, but it's kind of an acquired taste, and you got to be a certain kind of person to want to go to Lawrence, is the only way I can put it. I don't even know how to put it. It's just a different kind of. You get a different experience when you go to Lawrence. You know you're going to be kind of isolated a little bit. It's a little remote, but the town's lovely. If you go there for basketball, there's no better reason to go than for basketball. But it's not necessarily a basketball factory. Like, guys go, they play there. But not too many studs, NBA studs, have come out of Kansas. Good role players, but so I'd even read in a different book that Larry Brown almost left Lawrence because he was afraid that he wasn't going to be able to get the big-time recruits. And this is the year he won the championship with Danny Manning, who was a really good role player in the NBA. Never a superstar. He had injuries and stuff. But that's an interesting dynamic, because you have Coach Smith, who went to school for Phog Allen. He goes to North Carolina. He coaches Doug Moe. He coaches George Karl. Larry Brown. Larry Brown comes to Kansas. And then who else comes up under Dean Smith? Roy Williams. So then Larry Brown leaves. Roy Williams takes over. And then bada bing. Then Roy Williams goes back. So it's kind of some quid pro quo going on here. Kansas lends North Carolina Dean Smith. They learn how to play basketball the right way. And then Dean Smith wins some championships, starts his own legacy down there. Then he says, all right, Kansas, I'm going to throw it back to you. I'm going to let you borrow Larry Brown. Larry Brown gets them the championship. Larry Brown takes off, goes to San Antonio. Different kind of coaching tree starts there from the Larry Brown coaching tree. That's a different podcast. But then Roy Williams takes over for Larry Brown. Jayhawks get to borrow him for like 15 years. And then North Carolina says, okay, it's time for us to take him back. And he was always a Tar Heel Jayhawk fans. Kansas was just barring him. And it makes sense now. It hurt a little just because I really wanted to see them win in 03 with my boy Langford, Collison, Heinrich, Jeff Gravyboat. That was a really fun team to watch, and you were rooting for them. And then run to Roy Lees, which, if you think about it, is inevitable that he's going to go back home to Carolina. That's the chance for them to start something different. And Bill Self, of course, he's created his own legacy there. And I haven't even talked to any college basketball, but we'll talk some Jayhawks before the tournament start, because they're starting to round in the shape too. Svi from Ukraine from three. All right, so we've talked 22 minutes and we have not talked a lick about NBA. So let's all go ahead and get into it. Clicks to pick for the week. Last week sucked. There were no good games. Timberwolves played as well as they could play, and Warriors played like shit, and the Timberwolves just could not defend the fucking three-point line, and the Warriors just ate them alive, and the Warriors didn't even play that well. They still blew them out. God damn. But yeah, there were no good-ass games last week. There were no good-ass games this week either. San Antonio is still kind of without Kawhi. I'm not even going to get into it. I'm not going to give that any energy. All I'm going to say is I'm sick of the media creating stories just so they can have a story to talk about. That's lazy journalism. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, last week's over with. Let's talk about this week, even though we got Saturday. Obviously, tonight's Friday. I said there wasn't going to be any good-ass games tonight. And then Saturday, Sunday, this weekend, it's like, ugh. I mean, it's whatever now. The season sucked, I'm going to say. It's been very little drama, and all the best players, all the other reasons to watch the fucking NBA, different superstars in other teams are getting hurt. I don't know. We'll see. But Boston did just pick up Greg Monroe, so that'll be interesting. I want to see how that's going to go going forward. That's going to be enough to beat LeBron, because history has shown that if you have somebody blocking the rim, LeBron has trouble with those kind of teams. Por ejemplo, the Indiana Pacers circa Roy Hibbert, And then I'm going at the top of the dome, folks, so sorry if I can't look up the other teams. But those Indiana teams pushed him because Hibbert was protecting the rim and it kept LeBron out of the lane. And even the Spurs kind of, when they had Aron Baynes, who was the other big guy they had in there? Splitter, remember him? So they figured it out, even though he would eat them up on offense. Talking about the Spurs, eventually Popovich couldn't even keep Splitter in the game. Kept getting the ball stolen from him. This week's different, though. So we got Monday, Utah, New Orleans. It's a tap that vein kind of affair. This would be in red highlights if Boogie Cousins were playing, because Donovan Mitchell is worth the price of admission. Tuesday's got a couple good games. Milwaukee at New York. So we got Giannis and Bledsoe and Jabari Parker. Should be back by now. Going up to New York. We'll see how that goes. That could be really good because you never know. As they say, man, the best players usually step it up a notch or two when it's time to play at MSG. So we'll see how he plays at the Garden. Ooh, listen to Walt Frazier, too. Oklahoma City at Golden State. Good-ass game of the week. I have not watched the Denver-Oklahoma City game, nor do I plan to. I just don't give a fuck. I'm sure it was a good game, but I'm a little burned out right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being negative, guys. It's not that I'm tired of basketball. I'm just tired of the bullshit. Let's get to the playoffs already, all right? Oklahoma City, Golden State. I think Oklahoma City is going to give them a good run. But they need some bench help still. Oklahoma City's bench is depleted. Golden State's, of course, they are the deepest team in the league. I expect this to be a Warriors victory by no less than 12 points. Minnesota at Cleveland. Blow it out my nose and wipe it off my sleeve land. The Timberwolves at the Cavs. This will be a good game. Hard fought. Go watch some hard fought basketball. It's going to feel like Cleveland and Chicago from back in the day. We're going to have a lot of guys from that same rivalry playing. D. Rose, albeit with Klee. LeBron. Dwayne Wade. Remember those Heat Chicago too? Taj Gibson, Jimmy Butler, Tom Thibodeau. It's gonna be a reunion. Hopefully nobody gets hurt. Wouldn't that be I don't know. You know how I feel about Tom Thibodeau changing the course of Derrick Rose's career. I wonder if Derrick holds any grudges about that. I also wonder if Derrick Rose is going to get hurt this game, because it would seem apropos to. And that's kind of a morbid joke to make, but I can't help saying it. Yo, Thursday, take the night off. No good-ass games on the schedule. Find something to do. Read or something. Read that Roy Williams book. Hard work. Especially if you have any interest in the 2002-2003 Kansas Jayhawks, then read that book. Or if you care anything about basketball. Or life. It's a good life book. Roy Williams, I got a lot of respect for him. That's all I'm going to say. I'm saying this because I don't think no audio is going to come out of him saying some racist wild shit. But for now, as of February 2nd, 2018, in this moment, I have a lot of respect for Louis. Oh, shit, I'm bugging. All right, so Friday, New Orleans Pelicans at the 76ers. Again, this is another one of those we miss Boogie games. But you still got the Browwow against the Powwow and Joel. Joel in beast mode. If you didn't watch this, I wouldn't be mad at you, though, because it's a Friday night, and it's not the playoffs, so who gives a fuck, right? But if you want to watch some ball, this might be the night to do it. Come home, ain't shit going on. Try not to go out in the cold and get warmed up. I get it. But, yeah, that's it for Friday. Saturday, you got Golden State at San Antonio, which would be dope if Kawhi Leonard could play. They don't know what the fuck is wrong with him. And it's very strange. It's like some top secret shit going on over there, man. It's like the motherfucking military. You can't get nothing out of there. It's like, I was going to say Cape Cod, Cape Fear, Cape Kennedy, Pentagon. Yeah, they run a tight ship over there. I don't know. But Golden State at San Antonio, it might be interesting. Shout out to all my Spurs fans. I hope y'all are getting together for this one to watch it. Don't take it too seriously because it's just a regular season game. But you can definitely see how the Spurs miss. I mean, we talk about Kawhi, but again, you really didn't see slippage in their scoring until Rudy Gay also went out. And hopefully they'll get him back soon. He's missed a lot of time. Just be healthy by the playoffs. That's all I care about. Last but not least, we got Cleveland at Boston. No. Tomorrow's the Super Bowl. I'm tripping. There's no more football to contend with. Cleveland and Boston might be decent. I might watch it. We'll see what happens. I'm trying to write as much as possible now. Some days it's easy. Some days it's not so easy. Some days you just want to pick up a pipe of legalized cannabis and smoke it and then rant on a microphone instead of writing. I'm not saying I do that, but I'm just saying sometimes I feel like doing that. So think of that what you may. But if you get a chance before I go, like I said, check that Coach Naismith coaching tree. And then when you're done with that, look at the Larry Brown and Coach Dean Smith coaching trees. It'll blow your mind. It's crazy. Man, shout out to basketball. Changed my life. That's all I'm going to say. But that's all we got. It's great talking with you. Have a good week. And see you soon. Yo, Alexa. Resume. Yo, check it out. This is for all you folks, for all you vegans out there, all you vegetarians out there, all you pescatarians out there, all you freegans, all you carnivores, and all you freaks. Yo, check it out. For a couple more dollars, get the real thing. Make you feel good. Make you wanna sing. Feeling so good. Don't need no bling bling. All the healthy ladies all up on your ding ding. Buy organic. Buy organic. Buy organic. Buy organic. Understand it? Buy organic. Buy organic. Buy organic. Buy organic. Buy organic. Buy organic. Get organic carrots. Put them in your cart. All the antioxidants make you real smart. Lower your cholesterol. It's good for your heart. And if it's not too late, it's never too late to start. Cut on the bobbies. I am the hobbies. Robbie Mac fell. My shit is getting so sloppy. On the entryway, does it do its part? Oh my God, it's so good for your heart. Buy organic. Eat organic. Sleep organic. Drink organic. Think organic. Be organic. Your boy Bobby Mickey, and I know you understand it. Now be organic. Eat organic. Drink organic. Sleep organic. Dream organic. Be organic. My name is Bobby Mickey, and you don't understand it.